reason.
Oh, John, she was perfect. I let her push the floor right now. Is she worth it? Fuck. Fuck you, girl, talking about. And we got another episode for niggas.
Another one.
We got another one. This is episode 139. And we had a topic, right? But the eclipse happened. And then everything just kind of been shaking the fuck up since then.
Retrograde.
Okay. Mercury is drinking Gatorade. There's a lot going on. I was like, okay, we're going to have to push the topic because the celebrities is losing their minds. We got a lot. A lot. And it's been so much, though. Like, it's been so much. We had so much to unpack last week. When you wasn't here and I missed you.
I appreciate being missed. But I'm back.
Okay.
Order in the house. Order in this motherfucker. I heard y'all was cutting up last week, so.
Yo, say order.
Order's back.
back I'm about to say, go ahead house. And fucking tell the people who you is, goddamn.
You already know. Rella 149. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So we just going to do like a quickies episode today. Yeah, we ain't got no goddamn. Goddamn go to everybody. Damn. The goddamn go to all 20 of y'all.
All 20 of y'all.
That's versus Drake.
That's crazy.
It goes to all 20 of y'all.
That's really some Kill Bill. When he posted that picture,
it was Uma saying, hey, you need to borrow this?
You need to borrow this.
And then here come Rick Ross fat ass talking about, can I fit it? Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course your fat ass can't fit
Rick
that
Ross
shit.
Just wanna be in everything.
He be trying it. All right, so we got a couple of things that we can, like, just kind of, like, throw out there real quick before we get to the ones that we're going to sit on for real.
Factuals.
We will start off with Coachella. Coachella was last week.
Okay.
Or last weekend. Okay. Everybody seemed to have a good fucking time. I didn't see no crazy shit happening.
Will Smith was there.
Will Smith was there
performing Men in Black. like it was brand new. Like it was brand new, too.
And they was lit. They was fucking with it, too. Yo, they was fucking with it, though.
I feel like this. When that shit come on, you can't not have fun to Men in Black.
You can be a hater, but like...
Yeah, you...
Yeah, get
jiggy
with it.
Yeah, all of them. He been on that commercial rap shit. The fuck?
I don't know who it is he came out with, but you feel me? Whoever it was told me.
Sounds like J Balvin or someone.
Something like that, yeah. But everybody seemed to have like a good set. So it was Lil Uzi Vogue for me though. That kind of like really.
All right, can we go through the whole Uzi appearance first of all?
My he looks like an anime character.
He looks just like I was. You took it right out of my mouth.
All his looks, but this one
he really looked like.
Cause he had like the blush.
He had the red hair. When chicks go to they bag chick arrow. They always go to the red hair.
Oh my god, red is not a go-to
color,
y'all.
Yo had the red hair. He had the Forever 21 shirt on. You feel me? And yo was up there getting loose. You feel me? Like he was enjoying himself.
Yo, he was having the time of his fucking life. Now, of course, you know, niggas put Jinx in it.
Yo.
And she, you know, responded as she always will. Because JT will find the time if she don't have it. You know, basically just saying y'all be so concerned with people that y'all don't even got to deal with. Or whatever. I feel her response in, like, the realistic sense of the situation. But, like, JT, you know daggone well Uzi Vogue was going to make niggas say something. Yeah. Like, you knew that.
You knew that.
You feel me? So, it's like, you be so hard-pressed to defend a nigga, like, you know he don't put himself in positions to get talked about. He did that shit because he knew niggas was going to say something. He knew we wasn't going to let that shit slide.
At all.
Because it's not like he just did, like, a quick 1-2. Like, y'all was fucking it up, yeah. Okay? Death drop. Okay? Yo, somebody got on stage. He definitely hung out at one of them parties.
Somebody took him to one of them parties. The same way he was trying to do the crazy leg and SpongeBob.
And I don't mean no motherfucking harm. It's women out here who like bisexual men. So I want the bi men to like really come outside. Like I really want y'all to come outside. Because Uzi might just be bisexual.
I mean, at this rate,
He might be
put it past
fluid or what they call asexual, whatever, when you like anybody.
Androgynous.
That's not it.
He's not androgynous.
Androgynous is like niggas like Prince.
Like you look like both.
Yeah,
he's trying to make himself the right move. You'll say he a Philly nigga. He really a Philly nigga trying to play a role.
I was about to say, like, the nigga that's on that song with Doja. What's his name?
God damn, what's his name?
Tezo Touchdown. That motherfucker is androgynous. The way he dressed with the whole, like, needles and all that shit, like, he can kind of wear, you can see him in, like, some women's clothing or something like that. I think Uzi is just
everywhere.
We're never there.
JT's always there.
JT is going to be there. She don't give a fuck. That's what I'm like, yo, I don't know what Uzi be doing in the background. I got JT like rotting for this nigga.
Cause
she be ready. She be about to go to war for Uzi.
I think she be knowing the characters, but behind closed doors, he probably really is just a Philly nigga. He probably just, you feel me? Like, yeah, he being himself in these characters and shit. But I think...
A nigga from regular hood dressed like that is crazy.
Yo, but I'm saying, though, you feel me? Like,
yo, especially the way Philly niggas and Baltimore niggas are so similar. Like, imagine this nigga talking like one of us, but dressed like that. Would be fucking insane
and
to
see.
And
she from Florida where, you feel me, they the part she from, I guess, is like the thorough hood, whatever. So, I mean, she gotta... It's something that gotta be, you feel me? Like, something's gotta be... I don't know. Like you said, behind closed doors, nobody knows. But you feel me? Out here in the public, Uzi giving
it's
y'all... He giving y'all a run for anything y'all say.
It's looking crazy. Okay, but yeah, shout out to everybody who was at Coachella. We wasn't there.
Definitely wasn't.
We wasn't there, but it's cool. I do want to say rest in peace to OJ Simpson.
OJ.
Juice Man.
Orenthal.
Is your real name?
Yeah.
Orenthal James...
Simpson.
I'm not black. I'm OJ.
That's what the OJ stand for.
Orenthal.
Yes, Orenthal. That is that man's name.
Thornberry. Like, you feel me? Who would have...
That's the name of the Thornberry?
No, but you see how that's so random? Like, that. Who the fuck comes up with that name? Like, Orenthal.
I don't know where the fuck they got that shit from.
It's a slave name.
It's gotta be.
One that definitely didn't make it to the rest of them.
Because that shit sound wicked. Orenthal sounds
like crazy. What made you wake up and be like, Orenthal? Where did you get Orenthal from?
That's a slave name, bro.
Who did you like, think? How the spelling?
You thought this nigga, it's O-R-E.
Thorn.
Thal.
Orenthal. Thorn.
O-R-E-N-T-H-O-N.
T-H-O-N. E? You put the E on there for what they say with the E? The E for the accent? It's the accent?
I before C. What?
I before E except
for C. Please go to hell. So apparently, in reference to this OJ shit, though, they are saying that on OJ's last day here, he had the family sign an NDA.
Couldn't take no phones in there. No nothing.
In the hospital. So do we think he confessed is the question.
Yes.
Or did he take that shit to his grave?
We'll never know because
do we think OJ did it?
I think his son did it.
I was gonna get into that.
The gloves fit.
It fit the son.
They fit because that nigga, they definitely went back to an interview when he was on football. He went to the interview where he asked who's reporting the football game and had them same gloves on.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Had them same black. And nigga, I was like, this nigga
how
on TikTok.
How do you know he just doesn't have his own hair?
Look, I saw a nigga on TikTok. He was like, when the last time you seen a nigga pull out some black leather gloves? And he said, niggas ain't did that shit since OJ. And I was like, God damn, niggas. Really
I think the only niggas that got black leather drugs, black leather gloves.
Draws. Hey, yo. Your son, man, got the black leather drawers.
I think the only niggas who got black leather gloves is niggas who drive limousines.
Or murderers.
Or OJs.
Make it OJ
Senior,
OJ
Junior.
What did he say?
He said OJ did it.
We got to call him in front of the live.
prosecutors messed up the criminal trial where he won and he lost the civil trial where he was found liable.
Nacho Fudd was a drag queen.
OJ's?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well known drag queen.
Wow.
That's interesting. I think OJ did it too.
I mean, the jury did but say that they gave you a pass.
I was about to say, this happened right after, like, the Rodney King shit. So, we needed a win. Yeah, the black people needed a win.
Because the lady came back up and definitely said, you feel me, oh.
Two rides, nigga.
Okay.
Yeah. They pretty much went, they pretty much already knew who they was going, what the verdict was going to be. Yeah. They just waiting for them to finish up the motherfucking trial.
Just waiting for them to get through it. So, yeah, rest in peace to OJ. He definitely went to hell.
And what's the name told his ass good riddance.
There's an AI picture of OJ
and
hell, niggas crazy.
Yo, listen, they definitely, what's the name, Caitlin, Bruce.
That bitch wild.
I'm talking to Bruce, because okay. Bruce, that was Bruce that said that. That wasn't Caitlin. Bruce came out and said good riddance.
I was about to say Bruce said that shit.
Bruce said that shit with his whole chest.
No disrespect to yeah, but I don't think Caitlyn got that beef.
Yeah,
that's all Bruce.
That was Bruce. Bruce came out and said
good riddance.
Good riddance,
and then went back to the voice.
You feel me? Like yo, Bruce was.
Hey bro, be fucking
yo, Bruce couldn't wait to come back and show y'all he was still around.
Just for him to have killed somebody too. Like,
and
hello?
That's what they gave. They gave y'all the blues on Twitter and was like,
hello?
Okay, so remember when, let's give, how about we give a call back to the people that you killed? And they brought the eggs and everything, and then he tried to come back and say,
let's go.
It was an accident. Yes, it was God. Multiple cars that went from, no, yours was
the one. That started it.
Yours was the one.
You did it. You was found guilty.
Bruce said it. yeah, definitely with hella bass in his voice.
Okay, but yeah, that shit took me the fuck out. When I see Bruce say that show, I mean, what?
Yeah, Bruce, you got it right. You ain't mess up. Don't you worry, Bruce. And this Bruce wanted y'all to know that Bruce don't got no problem with y'all saying Bruce right now because Bruce knew that Bruce said that.
Y'all say yo, that used to be your man. Y'all was secretly hating in the background.
What? I'm talking.
Niggas was hating in the background. Niggas was under his tweet talking about yo.
Everybody was not.
Yo said that is your stepdaughter's father.
Yo, that's right. That is just cool. Man, listen.
Have some compassion. Yeah,
listen. It has been a field day on Twitter these past few days, bro. Like with everything that pop up, these niggas is getting funnier and funnier. And you feel me? I'm trying to stay in my nice little piece and not indulge, but niggas has definitely come with the jokes on the as of lately, yo.
It's the eclipse. Everybody lost it.
Oof.
Cause the eclipse is also to blame for the Allen Iverson statue. I do want to say that I know that everybody, you know, we saw that all of them were that size, so I understand. But that
they should have started with that.
Nigga, fuck that shit.
They should have started.
Don't look. Yo, nothing like him.
Don't even put a little penny statue.
Yo, nigga said my man Cheatham put on a joint. He said, nigga, that was Calvin Cambridge. When I saw that show, I had to put my phone down and go outside and holler because it like, look like a little when he was crossing AI up. AI couldn't believe this. Who the fuck I'm playing against? Y'all got me sticking him.
Yo, that shit.
But it definitely did fuck my head up until I actually saw that. For one, it's outside of the practice facility.
Yeah.
And then it's a walk. It's a whole walk of legends. But it's funny because it's the practice facility. Oh, we talking about practice.
That is hilarious.
That's the funny part about it. Once niggas was like, oh, real, you feel me? Like, you got to see the whole thing for it. Then when I saw it, I said, oh, all right. But my thing is, Dr. J's mini joint is bigger than everybody's on there. And it could be because he dunking in his afro big, but pause low-key is bigger than all it is. And then Charles Barkley, niggas was like, yo, shout out Charles. But then niggas was like, I guess this the trophy you get for not winning championships. And I'm like, come on, bro. Like, yo, AI is a different breed. Without them, no championship or nothing. Y'all know exactly who AI is. But they definitely gave you the Philadelphia Heisman Trophy before we saw that it was a walk of legends. Mm. So
niggas was definitely saying the statue like the size of their G.I. Joe.
Yo, you ain't probably see the when somebody remade the ceremony and actually had a G.I. Joe.
No, I did not see
A gold G.I. Joe figure, action figure. And it was dressed like AI shit. I'm like,
Like, yo, why did y'all play
niggas
with
don't
him?
Miss no time or nothing. When
let me
something
tell you
happened,
something.
Yo,
black people the funniest people in America.
Yo, the
in
funniest.
The world. Black people us, are the funniest us people in
us
the
and,
world.
Us and Mexicans.
Because it's like, yo, I'm about to say, it's something about struggle. Something about and slavery. And it's about slavery.
Niggas don't take nothing serious.
Niggas don't take shit serious. We got to joke. Yo, when I was saying... Yo, when we found out OJ passed away, I never seen so many jokes crack immediately. Niggas be like, oh, damn. Such and such and so. It's like, yo, niggas... instantly turn that shit funny. Yo, something about trauma make niggas
I don't know what it is.
Hilarious.
It's like we feel it in our heart. Yo. But we got to say something. It's like, yo, it's like when you go to a funeral or a repast and you know you're supposed to be serious, joke gotta come to lighten up the room or something. And goddamn it, they ain't messing with the OJ
do,
shit.
One thing we gonna do is laugh.
We gonna crack a joke.
My dad died.
And what you say? Yes. Tell the people what you said at the funeral.
But the older nigga had eyes, I guess he ain't want it.
I mean, listen.
Like, why would you say that at his funeral?
It's something to lighten yourself up. You feel me? Like, you gotta be the, you feel me? Like, and that, just experience that.
Like, yo,
me?
I can see everybody in the audience, yeah. Like,
Sometimes you gotta say some shit, but it can only come. But the thing is, them kind of jokes can only come from the people that mean well, not really
the uncle or cousin
or somebody that really feel a type of way. Because definitely been at a funeral where one of my relatives was like, you know, I know the old man ain't like me, and we all got to the edge of our seats.
Man, what you about to say?
And what you about to say? He was like, hold on, but hold on before we go, before we get into it, he was like, you know, I know he ain't like, but. We learned to get along, and everybody sat back like, yeah, because we knew he learned to deal with your bullshit.
Okay.
You feel me? It's one of them type of things, but...
Everybody learned from
Yeah, everybody can't come with the petty, with the uncomfortable joke.
Yeah. It's definitely got to be somebody who was close to.
That's a wild joke. So I guess I ain't want the $100 back. Yo, CJ, you a wild one for that. Because I'd
have
grabbed my chest too. Like,
wanting niggas to know that, yo, he really is a piece of shit. Like, yeah. I get that he quiet. But shit, bro. Don't get it fucked up. That young man is a piece of shit.
Say, use it for your gas money.
But going back to the internet being funny as shit.
Yeah.
NLE Chopper. I the internet is giving him the fucking blues over this goddamn Slut Me Out 2 single. And I think that shit is funny because I love the song.
Hey, look. I ain't gonna lie to you, fam.
If I was a bad bitch, I would have fucked me too. I would have fucked me too. I was like,
yeah. The crazy part, which he said, and which I do agree with, is that when certain songs come on, niggas get to feeling themselves and be feeling sexy.
Yo,
that's
something that make you feel sexy. Like, y'all niggas gotta stop fucking playing. Y'all not goddamn advanced. Because
even though he's not a singer, and these singers would have gotten away with it, Rick Ross or Prince. Yo, all
Rick
he's...
Ross.
I mean, Rick James.
I'm about to say, what?
Rick Ross would have never got away with that shit.
Fuck no.
Rick James or Prince would have did some shit like this back then. We still be bumping to it now.
Yeah,
Return of the Mac come on, we fuck with Return of the Mac, even though it's not. But the nigga that sang in Return of the Mac was flamboyant. Like, he was feeling yourself in the Return of the Mac shit. It's certain songs that just make you feel... feeling sexy, and yo just was like, you feel me? I'm a sexy nigga, pause.
Yo, okay,
and it's okay. It's okay, yo. Sometimes, fellas, yo, we are. You feel me? Like, he a young boy, so we think everything the youngins do is just
some wild shit.
But when you sometimes, if you got certain niggas got certain songs, it may not even be a nigga song. It's female songs that come on. And niggas be feeling
themselves. Cause y'all niggas love y'all some sexy.
Listen.
Like, stop playing. Y'all niggas definitely was riding down the street getting sexy in y'all fucking cars.
I wouldn't. I'm still growing to learn.
Niggas love
to be
sexy.
A big sexy not fan.
Niggas love sexy. You like sexy too.
I'm just rocking. But I ain't gonna ride around
singing
that shit.
But shit.
I bet you if we was in the car and I cut on sexy.
I'm not gonna be fucking around with you.
You gonna be sexy, in a passenger seat like.
Now, on some joke. Now, if I'm feeling good and I'm drunk with my lady, that's
I'm telling you, this nigga gonna be, I don't care what,
because when Beyonce is me myself, nigga, I'm blasting that
when
to
I
the
see
tea.
You
when
y'all
I see
niggas,
you
I'm about to say y'all
you feel
niggas
me?
Got
like,
songs
it's
that,
certain songs that you feel me, but this one is just You niggas have said it daytime before, like, damn, I look so good, I want to kiss myself.
Email, please. You feel and me? And niggas have.
I ain't never said that. E-man is funny as shit. You want to kiss yourself? You never said that like that? Step back and make you want to kiss yourself. Nigga, I done got one of the freshest haircuts. You said. Yo, it's it don't yo.
Not too much with my brother.
Here go with the light skin shit.
Not too much with my brother.
Dark skin niggas ain't saying that fucking shit. Yo, TikTok exposes all dark skin and brown skin niggas.
As a person who's only fucking with, you know, dark skin niggas outside of like my baby father and shit, like, yeah, I've heard them say shit like, yeah, I look sexy.
You said dark skin niggas with a season.
You feel me? Like, I'm sexy, whatever. Like, yeah, listen, like, niggas.
I'm going to put it like this, yo.
But, I mean, at the same time, it's not something that niggas is just outwardly saying. It's something more so that they saying in a moment, like, with a bitch they comfortable with. Like, I don't, the niggas I know, they not doing that shit around their bros.
You feel me? But around the bitches or whatever, they might play a little, like, yeah, bitch. If the song comes,
I just feel like Italy Chopper did some shit that niggas do sometimes.
Yeah.
On the humble. And just did it in the fucking public. And everybody just ain't crazy about it. When
he
do certain songs, yo,
he like he said, he comfortable in your skin, you feel me? And I have no problem with Shorty because Joe can really rap. If you really want to, if we put on a beat and tell that nigga go in there and give you a 16, he going to give you a 5-16. Yeah. So, you feel me? That don't take away from nothing. Yo just took his talent differently. It's the same thing as Uzi. If Uzi did this type of song, oh, it's expected.
It's definitely expected.
You feel me?
Uzi probably had this song. I was about to say, this Uzi got to get on the remix. This definitely sounds like an Uzi song.
This is the perfect song for Yo to be on.
And look, I think Uzi missed twice and Drake stole one from that nigga T.
Too sexy. Yeah. Yeah, yo, listen, yo, it's just certain songs where niggas is.
We should have came into that.
Chopper is—he just, you feel me? He a young nigga that's comfortable, and I hate that he keep explaining himself or keep trying to get people to understand. Yo, shorty, keep doing your thing. You not harming nobody. You enjoying this craft. You doing what you're supposed to do. I'm dead. See? Order in the pod.
Yo, because it's always him, yo.
That's your sound effect anyway. But I'm starting to think, you think, once you get that tequila in you,
he start acting up, yo. You'll be comfortable. Get loose.
There you go, you feel me?
Get loose. Hey, slut him out.
I'm dead.
He get on that tequila, you slut him out.
I'm dead. Get on the wine, you feel me?
Okay.
But no time soon. I'm chilling on y'all, but on the wine.
Missy Busta Rhymes Sierra going on tour.
I'm
going
to figure out how to rob a bank and not get caught for them tickets.
I want to go. Now she going to rob a bank.
I want to go.
And Busta bought a dress back.
Yeah, for the joint.
I was about to say, I'm...
For the tour.
Crazy
as fuck. That's why. He look crazy as shit now with dreads up there. But
what confused me is that nigga doing a fade off with Nori, though. Because Nori grew his head back.
Did he grow it back? Or did he? Did he go over there? And you feel me?
They said they keep saying he got extensions.
I mean, but I'm gonna put it like this: some niggas that's bald don't have to be. Niggas like, still got
But that was a thing in the 90s. Niggas going bald.
Yeah, but the thing was like Nori had a fade. I remember Nori having a fade
all his life
at 20.
Because Joe, he always say I can grow. Yeah, he did have a fade. He did have a fade.
He did.
But I do believe that. But I think he was like, you know what? The ball look might, like you said, 90s, that late 2000s.
But I do like the baldy on Joey, though.
I mean, something.
I do like the baldy on.
I couldn't.
Because I'm not really a fan of light-skinned men with bald heads.
I'm not there yet.
Because they look like peanuts.
I still got some hair, you feel me?
You going to have a baldy, though.
No, he is not.
I think one day. I ain't going to lie to you.
You going to have a baldy?
I think one day it's going to come. Or I might just start rocking regulars again. I think it's going to happen one day. Unless I put the locks back in.
Yeah, y'all family hairline thick as a bitch. You ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, you feel me? Like me, my grandfather had but a head full of hair. Yeah. But in one spot. So I feel like, you feel me, eventually it's going to hit me and I'm going to be like.
What's your name, Joe Jefferson?
Yeah.
Yes.
But his wasn't crazy. It was just like one spot.
Right here, like right.
But he had a whole bush. Right. Whole ass. So I'm like, you feel me? My mother be saying, you know, one day. I'm like, yeah, you feel me? Because, you feel me? One little spot just
you
be,
feel me because you feel me?
You feel me? But no time soon, though.
I'm about to say, I'm not opposed I say this without sounding like a hater? I'm excited for the concert. I don't think I want to go, though.
Okay, so it's not a go, you want to go to concert, but one that you don't mind seeing some clips and being like, okay, that was
yeah.
Dope. I think I want to
like,
go.
If I ended up there, I might, you know, actually have a great fucking time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's also like, when I'm in my house playing my music and I play, like, old music that, like, I fucked with back then, I don't play nothing Ciara, Busta Rhymes, or Missy Elliott.
I think I want
to go. And I'm not trying to be, like, a hater.
No, I get you. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, they are all extremely talented. Like,
I want to go because...
No shit or nothing. But it's like, y'all just not my go-to people to listen to, so... If I ended up there, of course, I'm going to hear y'all hits. And it's like, okay, that shit was a dope-ass show. I know that great performers.
My first concert I ever went to was Summer Jam, Baltimore Summer Jam, out Merriweather, and Busta Rhymes was on that tour. I want to go because I have never seen Busta Rhymes since then. You feel me? Like, I wasn't even supposed to be at that. Well, I ain't going to say I wasn't supposed to be there, but it was more like a... Haha, surprise, y'all here with the grown folks. Yeah, mind you, 97, yeah. I'm like 8. You feel me? I ain't even supposed to be in that. You feel me? Like, I'm with my uncle and his homies. And they like, come on, you and Kirk come with us. We going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So now, it's not like I got really robbed, bang. But if I have some money put aside, I'm going to use it for that. Because you get to see Missy. I've never seen Missy in concert. But Missy is... One of them ones. Yeah, you feel me? You never know when this might happen again. Yeah. This might be Missy last tour.
Yeah.
Then you got Busta Rhymes on there.
I don't even think we saw this coming. So I definitely think this is like a last tour
and
scenario.
You got Busta Rhymes on there. So this probably Busta's last arena big tour. Unless he hop on some... And not to say Busta can't do his own tour. But like you said, Busta's... I'm not... We're not that... We know Busta songs. But we caught the end of Busta Rhymes really being Busta Rhymes, so we only know certain ones. But Ciara, I can miss her set and not be mad.
But Destiny, now I'm tethering, right? Because my mind just, I love Wu-Ha Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the one at the concert though.
Yeah.
So now I might think about going.
And then you got Spitstar going, so you know they're about to give you a hell of a show for their set. So it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's a very random tour.
It's very, okay.
It's very, that's what it is. It's very random. But
see,
more,
that's why I need you here.
But more as I see the promo from it and how they trying to push it out there, it really looked like this is our last big stage tour.
Yeah.
So y'all might want to come see.
Yeah.
And you've not, I think the
tour is called something like that, like something of the world tour or something like that.
I think so.
Like it's,
but then you also got to look
gonna
at
be something big.
They all have features with all of your favorite old school, still relevant artists. So ain't no telling who gonna come out on this tour. Ludacris is definitely coming out on the tour with Ciara. He got something with Missy, so he coming out on Missy's set. Busta ain't no telling who he might just bring out. Because Busta got the plug to everybody that love rap.
Yeah.
He's the godfather.
Yep.
He the one that show everybody love still. You feel me? And when he come out there, and still, as big as Busta is now and as old as Busta is, Busta's still giving you a show. He's not just giving you a set.
Yeah,
he's giving you a whole show, and Spliffstar's not going
to
let it not be.
I was about to say, you know, he's going to be doing backflips and
you
shit.
You feel me? So it's definitely going to be a tour that, you feel me, for our generation and older, they're going to appreciate the tour. Yeah. And like I said, Ciara ain't my cup of tea. All the way. She had some cool songs. I ain't gonna front, you feel me?
I'm about to say, because Like a Boy is my shit.
She got some shit. But you feel me? Like, I wouldn't be mad if I missed her set. But I would go just to...
Definitely gonna miss a set. That's the fastest.
You feel me? Because she's probably going first.
No, she got some songs.
But she's going first.
She has more than four songs.
She has a nice little cat. She has...
She has...
Uh-huh.
She got a nice 45-minute set that...
She got some more.
Is she pregnant still?
No, she not.
She had the baby?
Yeah. That's why everybody was acting all crazy online. Oh, damn. She done got all thick. This is the after baby.
I thought the baby was still there.
No, that's the after baby. She just stayed thick. But well, she said for this concert she won't lose like 70 pounds.
That's crazy.
So
she going to come back looking like the old
so
shit.
So for me, I'm like,
she
bitch,
not lose no 70 pounds.
How much did you gain? Because
you always been skinny. something.
But it's like, how much did she gain? She Let's say she 200 pounds. To lose 70, you want to be 130?
She's not losing
70. She's not losing 70 pounds. It's not happening. That's definitely not happening. And respectfully, and that's not, and ladies, it's not saying it's an impossible mission. That's not what we, that's not where I'm coming from with it. But she's what, 3-4 kids in?
Is
she's not, if she go ham like she used to, okay. But I don't think her workout, I don't think it's about to be like that. I don't think she about to.
I'm about to say, but still, yeah. I don't know. Tiana, you know, now it's a bit of an age difference, you know, but not like drastically. Tiana popped back like it was nothing.
But Tiana,
but Sierra is cut too. Sierra been cut the whole time. She ain't cut like Tiana. But she's always been slimming.
Tiana ain't putting on Sierra weight though.
That's the difference. Yeah, she didn't. She did.
Because
Tiana Taylor was still dancing and doing all that shit. She's a married woman taking care of kids, running behind Russell. No, and there's nothing wrong with it. Like, she's being a wife. Mm-hmm. She was being a wife during her pregnancy. Yeah, she wasn't. You feel me? So, Tiana was, dropped the baby, workout on tour, going right back to that shit. Oh, I got pregnant again. I'm right back to the gym doing all that. Boom, you on child number 4. I mean, respectfully, Sierra look good. With
bitch.
The weight, and even if she loses it, she's still gonna look good.
She ain't a man, I'll tell you that much.
She damn sure ain't a man, so you feel me? All them rumors that was all them old shit, she damn sure ain't that, but.
Okay.
And she got a man that love her, so you feel me? Like, fuck what anybody gotta say about
the
it.
The good man that love her, too. That
you
don't
feel me?
No shit.
Listen, yo, I
don't be in nothing.
I need to be a little bit of Russell, you feel me? We make jokes about Russell, but I ain't gonna lie to you. Sometimes, yo, you wish me. I wish I had a little bit of Russell running through my blood.
Yeah,
boy.
So, I mean, I'm in church, yo, so maybe it might, you feel me? Next few months, who knows? I might come in here with a whole demeanor. Might come in here in a suit, a dress shirt, and some more shit.
Not a bean pie.
Nah, we ain't going that far with it.
All
right. I mean, we damn sure ain't going that far with it.
All right, so let's get into some of this eclipse energy. Because everybody okay.
Everybody.
All right, Lennox versus Joe Budden. Chris Brown versus Quavo. Drake versus everybody. Apparently, Nicki is subbing Ice Spice right now. We can start there. Okay.
No, let's start with the. Let's start with the.
I thought Ice Spice is signing Nicki.
So listen.
You want to start there, or you want work our way into it? Because okay. Get that out the way real quick. Because she's staying her fucking feelings.
Yo, okay.
She's staying her feelings.
Okay.
And then go from there.
Bro, wanna start with?
Yeah, let's start with the light shit. Cause
she hate that nigga.
Yo, she just hate everybody that say anything.
She hates that nigga.
Yo, like yo, she
hates Joe Budden's ass.
He don't even really say nothing crazy. Yo, like
come out with
the hell with yo, and got out of there. Like it's like, all right, we know you know for yourself that you always feel in some type of way. About any and everything. So when a nigga say something and then he cleaning it up.
Yes.
So that you don't say nothing.
Yes.
And you still make 20 goddamn stories of him getting smacked in the head damn near 15 years ago. You telling us shit that we already know.
She don't know that though.
That's that young shit right there.
She don't know that.
He's on Love and Hip Hop. Nigga, Joe with Love and Hip Hop, that ain't even the same sentence no in the past 5-10 years. Like and it's consequence.
Like, bitch, we watched that shit.
In real time.
Like,
in real time. And said the same shit oh, that nigga knocked your glasses off. You didn't post nothing new. You didn't post, like, when he was fighting down at the hookah spot. You ain't got that video.
Yo, because somebody I was talking to was like, yeah, she posts hella videos of Joe Budden getting hit. And I was like, yeah, hell of the same exact video.
Over and over and over.
They like, for real, I'm like, yeah, nigga, she didn't have a bunch of different clips. She posted the same. It's giving hella bothered. And I love Ari. Like, so.
That be blowing
damn,
me. That be blowing me.
Like, you also get a damn in a week.
She has a
Ari got a lot of shit with her. Ari does have a lot of shit with her. But, like, yo. You coming at Joe Budden, and it's like what it seems to have started it was what he said about J. Cole.
Yeah, because he said something about J. Cole. Because
he hasn't said anything about her or to her since the last time he made a comment about her, and she spazzed the fuck out.
And that's why he
came out and said that Joe was the said that J. Cole was the bigger man for Niggas also said, hey, time a bitch tell you the bigger man you lost.
Yeah.
Yo, I mean, okay.
Not anytime a bitch on your side, you fail. That's wicked.
Because I mean, like, yo, but the thing is, like, what is Ari really supposed to say in a situation like this?
She really could have just said it to Jermaine.
Yeah, right.
And not to the public, right?
She didn't have to put that out there.
She didn't have to put that out there, but she what else did we really expect her to say where that's where she getting, that's what she loyal to? So, I mean.
Tell you what,
them niggas disappointed. Jimmy. Oh, yeah. All of them.
What? Now, I mean, all right, so in a sister-brother relationship defense, I could see that, never mind.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I could see me being like, no, I got my brother back. But no, I would just still also call him.
Yeah, I would call him. You know, that's not something publicly because it comes with more.
I was about to
say. And it came with more.
Because we could just assume that Ari is on his side and has his back mm-hmm. because we know their dynamic of their friendship. You feel me?
Now, if y'all out in the public.
Yeah,
and your brother turned the cheek, and you know it's you feel me like you really doing it because you really, mm-hmm. hey yo, you feel me like yo, you I appreciate you being a bigger person in this situation.
Yeah,
but you put it out there while all of this is going on, sweetheart. That's a text. Hey, you want to go out to lunch and let's talk, and I can give you some inspiration. I can give you your praise.
Yeah,
you made the joke. You making the joke even worse
because you said something.
Because you said something, and it's coming from you of all people.
Right.
That don't like the public eye. They don't want nobody to say nothing to you or whatever. But you bringing more attention. You were the bigger person. Just probably take that shit down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, please miss me with the bullshit.
Definitely.
Please miss me. Miss me with all that shit. I just feel like Ari need to get out of whatever, like, issue you got with Joe Budden, baby. Please let it go. You are a young-ass woman trying to beef with this 40-something-year-old man. Like, girl, just...
Well,
hang that shit up.
His piece is not like your piece because his piece can say some shit and still walk away and go to sleep at night with no problem.
Doesn't make any sense.
You get out here and be stuck.
Like, you can make your comments or whatever, but like giving so much energy to it is where I'm like, why?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Especially from you.
And I'm like that with a lot of situations. Like, yo, one would think that I'm super like,
right?
Yeah. You know, but a lot of some times situations just be like,
why? We don't even need that.
It's not even no fucking point. Like, all right, what's the fucking point?
Because you know, my man is the topic of every discussion right now. So anything that's coming from him, his camp is going to be looked at.
I'm about to say the live looking real funky. I'm about to cut this motherfucker off. Yeah, I don't like the way it keep freezing and slowing down. We look like we in the Matrix. I'm gonna get out of there.
Get out of the Matrix.
I'm about to say they can watch the rest on the YouTube when that shit drizzle. You feel me? Because I don't know what that was just doing, but I didn't like that.
Mm-mm.
Thank y'all for tuning in.
I'm dead.
Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all catch the rest of this motherfucker. Yeah, feel me? On the YouTube, period. But yeah, all right, you just need to let that shit go, baby. That shit ain't even really worth your energy.
Definitely.
Like, at the fuck off. She's been looking so fucking good lately.
Shout out to the, I know this is sidebar, WNBA draft is tonight.
Right now.
Angel Reese.
That's fancy.
Is definitely, you feel me? And Caitlin, they going number one and number two.
They definitely up there. They definitely up there.
Cam and Brink, I think she going number three.
Man,
They looking the fuck good.
Hey, listen, this WNBA class, all right, right
they
here.
They looking the fuck good.
And you feel me? And let me
I don't mean
let me sit back in my 35.
You bitches are young.
You young ladies are looking very nice.
Okay.
At your draft tonight.
Yeah.
That's all I can say because I can't be one. I refuse to be one of them. Because I be seeing niggas on Twitter all day talking about them. Like, nigga, your child is five years away from them. Nigga, like, niggas was going, Angel Reese at the basketball game, I'm seeing niggas lose dating. What? I said, nigga, you are 40 plus. All right. So you young ladies at the draft, congratulations, you feel me? Like, this draft class for the WNBA walking in is definitely going to change the league. And when Juju come out next year, it's going to get crazy. It's going to get crazy next year.
She ain't no
Brody. Definitely ain't no
Brody.
Shout out to Brody. All
right. You want to do Chris Brown and Quavo or Nicki and Ice Spice?
We can go to the Chris and Quavo.
Okay. Chris and Quavo. Now, We know this is a beef that could have happened. Chris Brown, the love of my life.
I'm dead. I'm just, listen.
That's a wild ass. It's why ain't no breezy shows. You missing. I was gonna buy you tickets. Guess what?
Damn.
Guess what?
You fucked them VIP backstage passes up. You wouldn't get no goddamn bitch.
He always told me if I go to a concert, I can't go backstage anyway. Yo say he gonna put me in the top, bitch. You can hear him, can't you?
Yo say you gonna be up there.
You can hear him and you can see him on the screen.
You know where the roof they've been trying to work on for hella years. You gonna be sitting right next to that leak.
Who posted that fucking, I think it was fucking Fat of Ass. Who posted like, it was a meme from like a concert, like when, but it's up high. You can see how the shit dip or whatever.
Oh, man.
That's all I pictured when you said that. It was going to be some dose bleed.
These two niggas, though. Yeah. They going Chris Brown.
I just, you know, he don't let shit go. Mm-mm. You know,
he told y'all niggas when they was at Fashion Week, when they was like, I thought you on Quavo was.
Bro,
was
you let shit go?
He said, nigga, what? I ain't messing up my bag.
You let shit go?
I let shit go until I'm reminded why I shouldn't.
I don't believe that.
You said you don't believe me? I let shit go until it's giving me reason not to remember why I shouldn't let it go.
Gotcha.
You feel me? Yeah. And at the fashion show, Chris Brown was comfortable as fuck.
He was.
You feel me? I ain't gonna hold you. You feel me? That was some real light skin shit right there. Like, nigga was.
That was some real light skin shit.
This nigga was comfortable. Like, nigga, our knees is touching. What you? Something you wanna say?
That nigga pop. He wanted
his. That nigga Quavo was doing everything. But Quavo was in his phone the whole time, and that was giving uncomfortable. That was giving uncomfortable. That was really giving uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's what make me laugh at this shit. It's like, damn, Chris Brown got you scared like that, or got you?
No, because I don't mean no motherfucking harm. No shade. Chris Brown is 6'2". Quavo is 5'6".
I don't like how that nigga hype me, Bill. I don't be fucking talking about he's 6'2".
Damn, I can't even tell the nigga hype.
I can't even put Chris
Brown. Don't talk about nigga hype no more in front of me.
Damn. Hey, yo. Hey, yo! Hold on. Let me get back to you. Let me get everything
I'm
back.
I'm about to fucking die.
This nigga got me dying. Yo, say yo, don't bring up that nigga hype. Don't bring up that nigga hype.
Pop off on this nigga.
Goddamn, I'm
breezy tea.
Yo, you feel me? Got to be stuck in the middle like that, Joe. You feel me? Hate to be stuck in the middle like that.
Not you,
Kenny
Cushion, bitch.
Nigga, like, why you hit me? My bad, bro.
My bitch
like
you.
You feel me? It's all love, though. I just feel like she be loving you a little bit too much out here.
I had to show her who was boss around this bitch.
I'm dead. Yeah, bro, I am dead.
This whole lane, my nigga.
Damn, I can't even get my sounds.
Oh, my God. That's funny as shit.
The sounds won't even work now because Bluetooth is all messed up right now. Something happened over there. I can't even get my burn going for y'all.
Oh,
y'all
my
head.
God, yo. This shit too funny. That is shit.
Yo, say, don't say that nigga hype. You feel me? Don't ever say that nigga hype around me.
You can probably kill it.
Yo, say.
I am so sorry to this man. Look, yo. Okay, I did a bad thing. I'm fucking weak, yo. Baby, I love you.
How
the fuck you?
Yo, I got an old ID.
What?
I got an old ID for when I used to be down there. You feel me? I don't even know if it ain't working to the Bluetooth.
I'm gonna tear them divorce papers. Write the fuck up.
I'm dead. Yo say he taking the papers with him to the concert.
Yo say,
let me see how you act in here. Oh.
Nigga,
you're
not going nowhere.
Oh, this is what you're doing. Okay.
Nigga ain't going nowhere. Okay. But yeah, Chris Brown and Quavo, I just. So, first of all, Chris Brown is going to wash Quavo. Like.
That's how you feel?
Yes.
Did you hear Quavo diss?
Quavo diss wasn't even all that.
Some ad-libs is fire.
The ad-libs are always fire. You feel me? Like, that's a given.
That's why you my motherfucking dog,
that's,
yo.
That's a given.
That's what sold me on the Migos. The motherfucking ad-libs.
But the shit that is wild is that neither one of y'all are with the chick that the beef is about.
That's the part about Chris Brown that's kind of pissing me off. Like, So who knows? Mind her business.
Who knows? So but she got called all kind of bitches and sluts and thots.
she
mind her business like shit and got called everything under the sun.
Because it's like, yo, why is it happening now? I think that's more so like my confusion. I know he started it.
So I'm going to put it like this.
I just want to know why now, though. Like, why like, now?
Because on Chris Brown's deluxe albums, you always get something that you wasn't asking for or expecting.
This new album, I heard about
it. And the new album is...
Hey, yo, guys,
he got some shit on there. He got some shit on there, you feel me? He got some shit that are making... He lets you know he's still in love with some exes on this album.
Yo, he and Karrueche is
definitely the one that he's still in love with.
He love him so much.
But the thing is, I feel like... Nigga said, fuck Quavo and fuck the Migos too. So that's an extended invite... To Offset.
Right.
That nigga, it still
Offset
fuck you
could,
too.
Could really jump in the shit.
They jumped that nigga or whatever the case may be. See, they had a beef.
They jump everybody.
And I think it was yeah, that's the thing. Them niggas.
One thing they go one swing, we all swing. They definitely live by that code. They live by that code.
But the thing is that these niggas have been beefing before Quavo got with Karrueche. But I think it stemmed from them niggas just, I don't know. Maybe it's something about Chris Brown that rub niggas wrong. When he enter a room, it's like.
Everybody be having this little
nigga.
Hick with him.
Chris Brown don't be that nigga, bro.
And that's really what it is,
like
yo.
A concert.
Yo, and the crazy part is, like I said, yo, at the fashion show shit, when he let niggas know, yo, I'm comfortable, and that nigga responded, he said, oh, it's still there. Nigga, yeah, I'm just not fucking up my bag. Mm-hmm. That's what he told y'all niggas, yo. Oh, the beef is still, it's always there. But I'm not fucking up this bag. I'm not getting locked up in London. I'm not doing all of that extra shit.
But if niggas... get with that nigga, bro. He
called
nigga on basketball.
Basketball, we don't drink no... Tell that nigga Quavo bring his bitch ass in here. This is real? He really said that?
Yes, he did.
Oh, you niggas... What?
When
niggas talk freely about a nigga they don't fuck with...
I can't say shit.
They really mean what they saying. Like, you feel me? Fuck Quavo. Fuck. Like, nigga, you saying this shit on... A broadcast on YouTube that niggas gonna screen record and play back.
Plus
nigga. And then gonna ask the nigga, he said, y'all ain't hear me the first time?
That's after he sipped the cocaine.
Yo, not listen. Too much on him.
Y'all ain't hear me the first time?
Not too much on him.
Nigga said, y'all ain't hear me the first time? I said, the second time.
Not too much.
I said, damn, this nigga not even dressed. He just over here coaching, still just calling that nigga out. And them niggas play in the tournament. That's the wildest shit, too, is that these niggas played in the same tournament.
Yes.
So something had to have happened during this tournament to re-spark it again as fast as it did. Because this nigga wasted no time. First song off the deluxe was him dissing Quavo. Then Quavo came back.
Oh, the first song.
And it was just like you said, the ad-libs was catchy. And then he just was putting it out there, oh, all of this behind a thot, a hoe, a da-da-da. But... You was trying to love Karrueche the same way this nigga in love with Karrueche.
Right.
I don't, you feel me? Sometimes.
I also was trying to love Saweetie. Like, Quavo, obviously, then, a loving ass nigga.
And they're going to talk about putting their hands on somebody. Dog, you can't talk about putting hands on nobody when you literally in the elevator swinging shorty. You feel me? Like, one don't make one better than the other, but y'all both was in a weird, uncomfortable situation for you to be acting like he the only one that did some wild shit, my boy. They definitely reminded you quickly.
I was about to say, because it's always the nigga who ain't get caught for some shit that will publicly out a nigga who did get caught for the shit.
And whole
you
time,
feel me? And it's like, nigga,
you got caught.
I know for a fact. And I'm so sorry to Quavo. Like, because I do fuck with you too, Quavo, but I also know, like, your type. He definitely... It's the type of nigga that'll like smack his bitch because he mad.
Feel me? Like, yo, he,
you know what I'm saying? Like he gives that off just the way like the littlest shit. Because it's like, yo, it's just the way like the littlest shit bothers him.
Yeah,
and he'll be like, he'll react to it every time.
And niggas always.
So it's like you just give off the energy that you are like hit your bitch in her mouth if she say something too far.
And you swung her around to get
you
your Xbox.
You just ain't never
back.
Goddamn get locked up for that shit.
Nigga, that was over the Xbox. Now if she erased your whole my career on 2K, it don't tell her what you might have did.
Nigga.
So you feel me? Like that's why I say you feel me. Don't
And they, again, Rihanna has said constantly that she was the one who started that whole shit.
She's spitting that man's face.
And they were fucking young as fuck.
As a bitch.
Like, yo, let that shit
you
go.
You was a grown man swinging her around in an elevator, Quavo. So you feel me? One is not better than the other.
That nigga been at the game and got went chilling. I think he kissed some more shit.
Yeah, all I know is, you feel me, like, Chris Brown just let that nigga know that the beef is always, it's still there. It's always going to be there. Nigga, you made this diss track, and now Chris Brown probably about to make a diss track with a video.
I'm about to say, that the crazy part about it is, it's like Chris and Quavo fuck around and give us the rap beef we actually looking for.
Crazy part. Boosie told y'all
they
niggas
fuck around
is
and
that
be like,
when niggas start beefing how they used to beef back in the day, then y'all niggas gonna be mad. It's gonna take the R&B rapping nigga and the rapping nigga from a group that really ain't.
Cause I don't see the problem with niggas having a this is kind of something like what the Verzuz is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though those songs wasn't directed to the person that they're having the Verzuz with.
But this shit about to
you
get
feel
crazy.
Me? It's like, it still could be something as simple as a Verzuz battle. You feel me? We battle against each other. Whoever win. Keep it pushing at the end of the shit. You feel me? I don't think any of this shit really got to turn into something. I get what Boosie's saying.
Yeah.
As far as how, you know, it be the niggas in the background.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That
might take
the
shit too far.
Yeah.
You feel
and that's
me?
What
like,
thing is, yeah.
And I get him on that. But at the same time, I just feel like, you know, niggas want to get some shit off. Again, the eclipse is eclipsing.
Yeah. So, Chris Brown is definitely letting you
the retrograde is
smoky.
Is Gatorading.
It's smoky, like, smoky out this bitch.
It's a lot. Niggas is just out for whatever right now. Niggas are ready to fucking. Like,
but Chris Brown been calling Quavo out. The fact that he put it on the song now, Quavo feel like he gotta respond. Come on, bro. Chris been saying fuck you. Been saying, you feel me? We don't drink no fucking Quavo. We don't. You feel me? He's let it be known that anything with Quavo in existence, we do not fuck with. And I'ma sit comfortably. I'ma sit comfortably at the fashion show. My knee touching this nigga, and I dare this nigga to tell me to move my knee or to do something other than just sit here.
Man, is he a power room? He don't give a fuck, nigga. They
saying
a mother
of
power room, nigga.
Listen, man. Niggas say what they want about Chris Brown. Chris
that
Brown really is like
doing it.
He him and Drake is two different light skinned niggas.
He gonna stand on it.
They two different light skinned niggas. Mm-hmm. Chris was raised around dark skinned niggas. I know what that's like.
Bro,
I know exactly
late,
what that's
I'm
like, yo.
I'm about to slide your ass.
I know exactly what that's like, yo. I'm the out of listen. My mother's blood brother is dark. All his kids brown skin.
Weak.
I'm the only light skin one. Out of my cousins, you feel me? Other than me, Donnie and Gotti, everybody else is dark and brown. Yeah. So that dark side, while we sitting around talking about the old stories about back in the day, niggas just ought to be grateful. I never picked up the phone. I can handle this shit myself, but if I ever had to pick up the phone, flowers bringing.
Talk your shit.
Mama singing. Tears not full of joy. Don't play with the boy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I just understand. I understand that shit. You feel me? Like,
tears not full of joy.
Don't make me be my family tree. And that's what Chris is just trying to tell niggas. Don't make me be
you
my family tree.
You singing on a pod now, too?
Listen, he got that tequila and he got blood and a black Adam. He on the hold. Whole different level. Shout out to Holiday and Shales.
He on a pod now.
He on another level. He on another level.
Yo, I'm fucking
weak. It's.
That's
my
man. I'm gonna stick beside him. Fuck it.
Yeah,
I'm about
good.
To say fuck it. We
it's
can hear
good.
It. Okay.
Right.
So this shit with Nicki, it's not really like confirmed.
Okay,
what so,
fill me in, because I just know she had a roundabout.
Okay, so Nicki was on Gang City Radio, you know, talking, popping her shit as usual.
Okay.
That's her own little radio.
That's her radio
podcast
type of thing. Oh, okay. Yeah, like how the OVO radio shit, she got her own
she
little
just
shit.
Get on there, talk her shit, you know, her fans listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not really like
a pod.
Yeah,
she just
you
get
know,
on
where
it.
It's like,
yeah,
you know,
out.
We
maybe every
that's what it'd be
you
like.
I
think
mean?
It is, if
it's,
I'm not mistaken.
It's, and it's just shit that she just talking.
That's
it's
like
not like how niggas. It's not how like
yeah,
niggas be
yeah.
really interviewing. She,
oh,
might,
God,
I think
what?
She did
a couple interviews, but majority
but
of the time
really
it's just for
how,
her to get
like,
her shit
niggas be interviewing. You know, she just be getting on that pop her shit or whatever.
And plus, she on tour right now, so it's good promo.
Right.
So I mean, yeah.
So she in this latest video, she basically had mentioned something about users and how, you know, users never stop using. They just move around to new people to use or whatever. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, the fans are assuming that she's referring to Ice Spice. Now, okay. The reason being is because apparently Cardi and Ice Spice took a picture together recently.
It always do it. That picture always.
I was like, oh shit, I forgot about that. Yeah.
You feel me? So you know how Nikki is. Nikki is a person who wants you to choose sides, period. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was saying earlier when we was talking about the shit, like Akbar is somebody she really gonna want to keep on her team. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Akbar not the greatest look for you, but shit, maybe you could turn it into something. Who knows?
Yeah.
You feel me? But one thing Akbar is gonna be is loyal, because even when Nikki didn't give a fuck about Akbar, Akbar was rotten for the bitch. Like she was gang already. You feel me? So now putting her in the gang, that's a good person. That's a good person for Nikki to hold on to. Yeah. You feel me? She's definitely somebody that's going to remain loyal to her. But I just feel like, you know, Nikki get the shit fucked up. It's like, yo, these bitches are working with you for business moves. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's, they looked up to you, you know, when they was growing up or whatever the case may be. And, you know, maybe they wanted to become a rapper because of you. You feel me? So it's like, they ready to work with you. But at the same time, they may not want to be like up your ass per se, or feel like they can't work with anybody else that you don't like, because that's not their motherfucking battle.
Facts.
Like, that's not their business. So it's like, we know Nikki is the type of bitch that want people to choose sides. So it's like, as soon as you posted up with the op, or you kiki with the op, she feel a certain type of way. So I can definitely understand why they think she talking about Ice Spice or whatever. But it's like,
at this point, Nikki, you should kind of already know how this shit finna go. She ain't nothing but an industry plant anyway.
That's what I mean.
She's not really a... She's...
You
extended your olive branch, and you feel me? Like, Nikki, you just gotta remember how you was when you first got in the industry. You feel me? You went at the call it what it is, the head bitch in charge. You went at Kim. Mm-hmm. And everybody that's come into the industry that, like you said, may have liked you, may have wanted to be like you, but they knew who they gotta take down.
And
right now, Ice Spice don't really have a lane. I can't put her in a lane or say she got her own way. She's just drill music, and she get in where she fit in. Why was she with Taylor Swift? Because she got a song with Taylor Swift. We ain't seen her with Taylor Swift since.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That was a good look. That was some good money that came in through that, whatever the case may be.
She kept on going.
And now the real number one female rapper is Cardi. Cardi is the one that, you feel me, really got shit control. You just the OG that got some control. You got a certain way. So it's like, some Ice Spice is not, it's not unexpected.
I'm about to say, because now Ice Spice is about to be in the movie with Denzel. Spike Lee is directing it. And it's like,
How? Denzel don't even probably know she's in this movie. That's what me and my friend was talking about. Like,
what's happening here?
Denzel probably don't even know that she in the movie. She probably don't even got a big part in it. It's probably going to be a part where she's walking by and they playing her music. And that's how you feel me? Something like that. But I don't see her having no... If she got a long, drawn-out role, it's a plant. It's a plant.
It's no other way about it. Because it's like, y'all don't think anybody even want to actually listen to her talk.
No. They barely want to listen to her music.
So, I definitely don't think she's going to have, like, a leading role.
If she has a leading role in this movie,
she is weak as fuck.
And if she comes out a better actress than a rapper, then we really know what it is.
That shit would be sick.
That's the wild part about it. These people walk in the door being one thing and then turn out to be something totally different. And the thing they totally different is better than what they came in the door is.
True.
So who knows?
We gonna see how it play out.
But yes.
Hold on. Why are we on Ice Spice?
What?
Did we see Ice Spice and Lotto's mamas?
Lotto mama?
I said the Ice Spice mama look like she give her.
He said she's like she what?
Rubber tugs.
Not happy endings.
She definitely looked like she was definitely at the basketball games. After the football games. Because her mother is a pretty white woman. You feel me? But she definitely looked like she was hanging with the athletes.
I'm not for y'all shit.
Yeah.
You ain't feeling a lot on mama?
I'm just saying. Maybe
for a white woman?
Because I don't
like white
women. I'm about to say, I don't even dip in that water.
Do you think she's a pretty white woman?
I don't play white
women. She looks like the white woman that hang around the niggas.
The only white woman I love is Cameron Diaz.
You won't even consider her white. Because with a name like that, you feel me? Like, shorty, you from round way. That's a name. That's a shorty for my class. Cameron Diaz, you feel me? But Ice Spice.
Cameron Diaz is Latin, I think, bro.
I don't think no other white woman.
She got the white rose. But.
That's it.
Yeah. But Lotto's mother definitely looked like she be hanging out with the niggas at the bar. Like when you go.
She had her at 15.
Fucking speaking of white women.
What woman you got in your mind?
Drake was talking to his mother.
Man.
About his nose job.
So my woman got the two for one special.
I want to know what the fuck Drizzy really did to all these niggas though. Like, I'm confused.
Fuck they bitches and was pillow talking.
And there you go. Two for one special.
Two for one special. Fuck they bitches and was pillow really talking. I'm gonna put it like this.
Like The Weeknd, ASAP.
Alright, so I think ASAP.
Rick Ross.
I think ASAP, low key.
Kendrick, like he fucked all their bitches. Like, but the thing is,
ASAP said that he fucked Drake baby mother before it was Drake baby mother. So why are you telling us now? When we knew that Rihanna and Drake already had a thing. You ain't like, is that old hurt? Is you mad because Drake had your baby mother first? Are you The Weeknd? You and Drake have this underlined in hate, but you signed to his record label.
He not signed
to him no more. But he got him in the door. He got him all of this shit.
Yeah, he definitely.
Say thank you.
Yeah.
Abel. We ain't even call you Weeknd. Abel. Rick Ross.
He's creepy.
I don't know that beat. I don't know how them niggas got on bad terms.
So apparently, what Rick Ross said is that
the reference track
is something about Drake sending a cease and desist to French Montana. And again, it
I'm gotta be bigger than that though. Because
like what?
Why you beefing with another man off of another man?
He did send a cease and desist though, but that song with Weezy, French Montana, mm-hmm. and Rick Ross, I think Rick Ross, that was on French Montana album, which mm-hmm. was to beat Drake on that bitch before.
Mm-hmm.
That's the song he sent a cease and desist on. It was supposed to be Drake on that before with Weezy, I think.
I mean,
but I
business
mean,
is business. Why you niggas is hating on business?
I was about to say, and nigga, Rick Ross ain't say a bitch ass thing when Drake and goddamn Meek was going at it.
Yeah.
Nigga said, nigga, Drake, you mad as shit.
So it's like, yo, well, how close is Rick Ross and French? Where the fuck Ross is willing to go at this nigga?
Yeah, but I think Rick Ross, and this is, you feel me?
Because I'm so confused at why Rick Ross is having a time of his life with this shit.
I think he just mad. And I ain't going to say yo mad, but I think
like, yo, why do he got Drake face on a hoodie or the t-shirt that whatever he wore out the other day? Like, why are you doing this?
Because I think niggas be mad.
Like, what is your beef?
I think niggas be mad at Drake business, too. That nigga can make some money appear quicker than they, you feel me? Like, then.
Good point.
They don't, their business ain't like Drake business.
I'm gonna hold you up real quick. Keep going though. That goes.
Keep going though, it's crazy.
That goes to Joe Biden point saying that Drake got to deal with music.
Yeah, yeah. Joe Biden
theorized that Drake got to deal with, though he cashed off of
everybody.
Off of some little piece of something.
And I feel like these niggas looked at their contract and was like, hold on, wait.
Hold on, yeah.
Drake getting some of this too?
Aubrey Graham.
What the fuck? Aubrey?
It don't say Drake.
It don't say Aubrey and shit. AG on that motherfucker. Hold on, AG. AG.
Redacted. Who was this
Redacted? Yeah, there you go. Niggas all saw a name and was like, hey, yo, this should be showing up on your shit too.
Yo, I swear to God.
But like, let's go back to what we saying with the, what's her name? Big Sexy, Sexy
Red. Yeah, yeah,
yo got his hands in niggas' music.
Yeah, she talking about, nah.
I was about to say, that's what Joey was saying.
But this is the Michael Jackson effect. Michael Jackson had, Nick had his hands in everybody's shit. And niggas wasn't knowing until years later.
Yeah.
And when they was trying to do shit, it was like, oh, well.
You got to get his approval.
And that shit might have happened. Like, Future and Metro probably put 2 and 2 together.
We don't trust you, nigga.
We don't trust you, nigga.
Buying our shit, double dipping this shit, nigga. You get
shit.
Then you got Aubrey, Abel, probably everything that he's put out since he left the label.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably still getting.
That nigga, like, hella feature.
That's what I'm saying. Like, anything Drake put his name on, he getting some off of it. But his business is better than y'all business. This nigga's a Jewish, white, black man. You think his book... What?
And you, nigga. And you 2 out of 3, you just missing one, nigga.
What? What's... What? I'm dead. I can't stand this motherfucker. That's why... That's why he get the loaded gun and gunshot. Because I'm going to say the what?
Why would you fall for it?
Fuck you, yo. But real shit,
see,
really,
that's why you can't miss no episodes, because now he gonna catch an ass.
Because look, yo, because now it's really making sense, yo.
Shit.
Drake business is just on a different type of playing field than everybody, and niggas can't keep up at this point.
Thanks.
Because just think about it: what if all these niggas just dropped music dissing Drake, and Drake just put on his Instagram story that he making money off of everything these niggas just did.
That's why he said that shit about y'all with the Future Metro. Bro,
just make them drums.
Send y'all $1 million invoice,
nigga.
Yeah,
yeah. And the crazy part is, like, yo, Kendrick, however you want to come at Drake after this, Top Dog gets 50% of whatever you got.
Because the shit that was going on, the diss that Kendrick... supposedly dropped earlier today. That was AI. They confirmed, right?
Oh, they saying it's AI. Okay.
They saying that shit was
AI. Hold on. I don't know about Kendrick's. I know Drake's was definitely AI.
I'm about to say, because
the second Drake. Like,
the reason why I bring it up, and this Kendrick, this, he goes at Cole again.
Yeah, he definitely did go at Joe.
And so it's like, if this is real, Cole, you apologized and then went on their side. Just for this nigga to still diss you again.
So hold on. So to J. Cole's defense.
There you go. Wait.
When he was recording that verse, it was February 21st. So okay. This is a recent verse. This is a verse that he thought that he was just, giving these niggas. He didn't know that, oh, y'all gonna put this shit on the album.
And that's what I said.
Got you.
So okay. It's like, that's why I keep saying Cole walked, that's why Cole got out of there. Cause I feel like he kind of knew he was about to be on that goddamn song.
He knew, you feel me?
Yeah. So he ain't trying to give it that look. But the same thing I was telling one of my friends is that
that's sick.
If Kendrick come at Cole after he apologized in a gritty way, Cole gotta say something. Now if Kendrick just be like, you know, you graciously bowed out, I can accept that and say like, ha ha, I guess you knew what time it was. Okay. You walk away and you just be like, all right, we still good. But if this nigga Kendrick really go in on the next diss and really go at you.
But it's like this one that this one that came out today, he is still giving his blues.
But it's AI. See, the thing that we gotta learn now is the copywriting, because we didn't know, we kept going back and forth, is this really Drake? Until it was copywritten. And that's when we was like, you know what? That's Drake. And then Drake started doing these little subliminals on his joint. His tactics is so funny. He ain't gonna tell y'all niggas that he dropped it, but y'all niggas hyped it up. Y'all playing it on the radio. Y'all doing all of this shit. Now I'm just putting little joints out there. He put the Drummer Boy shit on his story today. Extra confirming that the diss track was a real diss track.
Yeah.
When he pulled up the 20 with the Kill Bill joint, with the 20 with
I'm
all of them.
I'm about to say, yeah.
He's confirming.
And Uma Thurman again.
All he's doing is confirming. Yo, he ready. That's why I say the Rick Ross diss track is coming this week. When he told his mother, he said, don't worry about it, mommy.
I got it.
Nigga said, oh, you going to get on there and talk to your mommy, you white boy nigga? A white boy nigga. God
crazy.
Damn.
I just got quit rapping.
The white boy about to end all y'all.
Because it's not about, the thing is with Drake, it's not about who better at rapping. That nigga makes it sound the most palatable when you hear that
shit.
Fact. He know how to deliver.
That nigga gonna say hot chickens and livers, and that shit gonna sound
good. Nigga,
but he know how to deliver.
The hardest part, that nigga said, drop and give me 50.
Drop and give me 50.
Yay! And he put this shit with hella different beats.
Hella different beats.
It sounded way better, you feel me?
Yo, and it just, right, y'all keep playing that one Kendrick joint, and the only thing I remember from it is the bar to J. Cole with the three stacks.
Right.
The three with the stick man shit. That's the only thing I remember from.
Man, Kendrick done, yo. Nigga covering the whole Weezy.
Talk about, you feel me? Fuck the big three.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all Kendrick, that cool. You're not...
And that nigga, what's his name? Panda's faster, bro. That nigga Drake Panda's way.
Yo, but you can't diss a nigga who, when your team, when TDE was first starting, they took you on the road. So that mean Top Dog and Drake and his people
was all
doing business, was talking, built some type of relationship. Nigga
not
even
old wet fuck with Cash Money.
Nigga told, he said, yo, your manager used to be Chubb's assistant. It was, like, you feel me? Like, nigga, y'all blueprint is coming from. So I'm saying, yo, Kendrick must know some shit, but Drake know the beginning, the real, because niggas
always.
I feel like Drake don't give a fuck about what you know, but nah, to go back, and I missed that, to go back on y'all shit about the ASAP Rocky shit.
Mm-hmm.
The rumor is, them niggas was popping that bitch at the same time.
Mm.
Like, together.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? So they saying, like, Drake wound up with the baby and...
Oh, rock, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's
so y'all both was hitting the porn chick. You just got trapped. You got caught, Drake.
That's why Drake was asking all them DNA tests around time.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
But what made ASAP talk about it now was my whole thing. Like,
Rihanna, nigga.
Why did you?
Why did Drake talk about Ace? Dude, Rihanna probably came back and said, he wouldn't beat you like I did Chris Brown.
But the thing is,
oh him. Shit.
And then this nigga had no choice. Come on, bro. Stacey Walker is motherfucking talking. I'm tired about a nigga talking about me. You going, I'm a rapper, nigga. I'm going to have to say something, my nigga. I ain't just going to let it sit.
But what's the last thing Drake said about Rihanna?
Nigga, on the fucking, what's he had the whole song about her on the,
For All the Dogs?
Not For All Duds, like, one of, you know, he dropped like 3 albums last year, some shit.
So it's on one of the recent albums,
yeah,
what you saying?
Yeah, one of the recent albums about Rihanna. One of the bitches the one that had about Rihanna for real.
Oh, shit.
Damn, Aubrey.
I ain't know.
Hey, but I was about to say, I definitely ain't know.
Y'all gotta find that bitch.
Mm-hmm. I definitely ain't know.
I'm gonna play it, I'm gonna find it real quick.
But it's definitely been a very interesting week for music, for beefs, for differences.
Oh, look at me and my mother.
For the con... Oh,
well, she just sent me that. We're cute as fuck.
For period. The competitive sport, it's definitely been a time this week, but you feel me? Like, we'll see what happens, because I feel like this shit is just going to last into the summer.
Yo, this shit is...
That's summer, bro. It's a 20v1,
man. I was about to say, this shit could, like this shit really could go for a minute.
All slots from everybody.
This shit could really go for a nice
but
little
do it
vibe.
In... Because Chris Brown ain't letting that shit go with Quavo. So that shit going to be a forever beef. Them niggas got to fight. Them the two niggas that got to fight.
Match.
That's what they need.
Take it.
I'd watch that. They definitely need to do that. And then, but these other ones, I feel like niggas are just mad because Drake business is Drake business. And they found out that he's getting money different ways off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because for 20 niggas to all be dissing him mm-hmm. at one time, for y'all all to be on an album... Like, Abel, why are you
that's
on this album with them?
These motherfuckers in a group chat.
You are a pop artist.
These motherfuckers is in.
They gotta be, yo.
A group.
They gotta be.
They group chat probably crazy.
And don't be the engineer engineering this shit.
Man.
Because now you waiting for it.
It's just a lot going on. Yeah, we definitely gonna keep niggas fucking updated because it ain't over.
It definitely ain't over.
It ain't the fuck over. So yeah, we gonna wrap up the show right here.
Alrighty.
I do want to let niggas know that we're not gonna have an episode next week.
Or possibly.
Okay. So we gonna say
it's gonna
possibly.
Be a question mark, beer, but
possibly.
I'm gonna say.
Our anniversary is next Saturday. Burr, 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 burr. So
let them enjoy.
We're getting the fuck out of here.
Their love.
Okay, we're getting the fuck out of here.
With I'm no excited. Interruption.
Room, but we out of here.
I'm excited. Okay, he won't tell me shit. So.
As you should be.
Here we go with that. I don't know where the fuck we're going. I just know we're not going to be here. And that's all I needed to
know. That's all you need to know.
Period. Okay. Baby said, pack your bag. Say less. So, maybe not. We'll have the episode on Monday. I'll keep niggas posted or whatever. But, yeah, bro. Tell the people where they can find you.
Find me at Rello1489 on all platforms. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Gonna tell them what they can do. Okay, period. Period. Say less. If you are a new listener, of course, because we love new listeners, you can follow me on all social media at SlickC, and please put some respect on my C. It's a CIE, not just the letter, and that's where I be. You can find us on YouTube at Talks with Slick. That's you're excited about that. Yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. So you're very, you can find us on YouTube, okay, all the pod apps, y'all already know, you feel me, but yeah, we'll catch y'all maybe next Monday, maybe the following, but either way, that'll be episode 140, god damn,
140,
god damn, we coming on back, so yeah, see y'all niggas next time, peace out.